Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
I didn't mean to offend our guy Hunter Henry earlier today.
You kind of did. This might have been the most offended he's been by one of our questions.
I just, on a scale of 1 to 85, I was an 85 on that Hooper touchdown yesterday, surprised.
Yeah, I did not see that coming.
He had that in his game. I was not aware of it, but Hunter Henry goes, oh, well, you guys might need to watch more.
Yeah, he's like, put on the tape.
We've had Austin Hooper's done that before?
No, not that I've seen.
I
mean, he's been in the league a little bit. Maybe he has.
Look, perhaps.
Yeah.
I don't recall that.
Well, you got to open your eyes when you watch the game, I think.
But I guess
so.
That's
what he was saying.
I guess so.
He's a two-time Pro Bowler.
He was sticking up for his guy, Hoop. Two-time Pro Bowler?
Yeah, Hoops. Two Pro Bowls.
What, both in Atlanta, I guess?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. I forgot. In Atlanta, look, he was a pretty good player, actually. So it's been a while.
660 yards and 4 touchdowns 1 year. That was a Pro Bowl season.
That was, yeah.
And then 787 and 6.
Those are Pro Bowl seasons.
Jermaine Wiggins rolling over in his grave right now. Wiggy would have made, he was a two-time Pro Bowl snub, as we know.
Oh, I've heard.
I think his numbers were better than those.
You hear of Vrabel and Wiggy actually talking about who was the
better
tight end?
Yeah. And Wiggy's like, well, that didn't happen while I was here. And Vrabel's like, well, it would have.
Like, okay. That was a good answer by Wiggy, though. Wiggy's like, he didn't catch all those touchdowns until I was gone.
No, I was here.
I was like, good point.
It's true. I didn't see Vrabel catch any passes in the snowball.
Nope,
did you?
I don't recall that.
Not me.
Good line by Wiggy.
Uh-huh.
So that was an incredible catch. So the point is, and Booty's touchdown catch was great.
It was.
So Drake May really legitimately was helped out by some of those receivers yesterday. He underthrows Hooper on the touchdown. Hooper makes a great individual play. Booty makes a great fingertip catch.
You think that was an underthrow?
Yeah.
Oh, I don't think so.
What do you think
it
was?
Up against the back of the end zone. You kind of have to put it there so we can go get
no,
it.
No, but when I say underthrow, I mean he had to reach over the defender's head is what I mean.
I feel it was a good throw.
It was a successful throw.
It was a successful throw. Yeah. Wouldn't you want him high-pointing it there?
He did high-point it.
No, he didn't.
I've never seen him jump higher in my life.
Yeah, but he had to reach up high and like levitate over the guy to pull it like off his back.
Yeah.
I mean, maybe I got to watch it again. It was on the back of his helmet. It was on his back. Like I felt like it was a bit of an underthrow. But here's the point. May's locked in. He got some help yesterday, but May is locked in.
Mm-hmm.
Outside of when he's smashing his head off the turf, Keith.
Well, yeah.
Which I know you're concerned about, and I think May did himself no favors when this happened earlier this year, I think against Pittsburgh, where he said after the game, well, yeah, I learned pretty quick. You better get right back out there because the spotters are going to get you. Yesterday, the spotters got him. That's the second time he smashed his head.
Spotters got him. Yeah, he kind of put himself on the spotter's radar, I think, by saying that a few weeks ago. And yeah, Nick, watch the Hooper touchdown again. Pull it up. He definitely could
have. Oh, I've seen it. I just don't think it was a bad throw.
Well, no, it wasn't a bad throw.
Bailed him
it was
out.
A little underthrown is all I was
I
saying.
Think if he threw it higher, it would have been an easier catch.
And then he
Hooper.
Gets pushed out of the back of the end zone.
Yeah, but he would have. But it's just the way the momentum was going from the defender. I think he would.
I think he was helped out by it being a little underthrown.
Okay.
All right. I like a bold flavor.
I do too. All right. So here's the thing with Drake May. First of all, I think we've seen, and this is my theory that I have, is if he has like a little bit of a concussion, we don't know if it is or it was, like quote unquote, a little bit of a concussion,
low level.
That's the only
like grade one.
Yeah. That's the only thing that affects his accuracy right now. So when he had that early in the season, he then threw a pick, right? And then the next throw attempt, he threw a pick.
The one he threw in the end zone against Pittsburgh. Yep.
This one, he comes back into the game and throws it like 2 yards behind Pop Douglas. I know you have a separate theory on that, but I feel like he didn't put it right on Pop Douglas. And so you're like, oh, maybe don't call pass plays right away when Drake May has scrambly eggs upstairs. So that'd be my one concern. But in all seriousness, I still do want him to run. And there's that fine line where it can't be all or nothing, right? You can't like the benefit of it, but then as soon as he gets hurt, be like, well, keep him in the pocket. Don't have him run. That was stupid. That was reckless. He's got to be able to run. He's done a pretty good job this year of knowing when to take chances, when not to. Yesterday, it did seem like maybe it was just more open for him. I mean, he had 62 yards rushing on 8 attempts, so that is pretty good. But, yeah, you go back to that one. He did take a few hits in the game, and the one that stands out is obviously when he gets wrapped up, goes down to the ground, and then back of the head. He even, like, when he sat up, he kind of, like, shook his helmet, and you're like, oh, boy. You're like, they should probably go take a look, and they did.
So my opinion on that fourth down conversion to Pop Douglas, which was a great sliding reach-back catch by Pop Douglas, I think Douglas and May aren't totally on the same page on some of these plays where he doesn't sit down. May expects him to sit down, and he doesn't. Now, you're right. Maybe he was still a bit foggy. Maybe he wasn't locked in. We did see that against Pittsburgh. Mm-hmm. So maybe that was going on. But that drive to start the second half, they ate up half the quarter after they got the late touchdown to Booty to go up 17-13. So it is still a 4-point game. They feel like, especially looking back on it, they're very in control of the game. But you're up 17-13. You're driving. May leaves the game, and it's third down. Dobbs comes in, runs around a little bit, is able to extend a play, rolls to his right, and hits Pop Douglas for 18 yards on 3rd and 5. So the drive keeps rolling. May comes back in. They're facing a 4th and 1. They need that 4th down conversion there, which I'll be honest, in real time, I thought they should have kicked. I don't know about you. I thought they should have kicked that one.
I was surprised that they didn't. Yeah, so, I do too. And I was like, well, this hopefully will work out for them. But like, I would have gone for maybe 3 at that
point. Credit to Vrabel. I was wrong. I would have kicked there. And I normally am pretty aggressive in when I would want to see Vrabel go for it and when not. I wouldn't have gone for that one. They did. They hit the play on 4th and 1. Next thing you know, Stevenson scores on the next play. The first play when the Titans have the ball, they cough it back up. Cam Ward turfs it. Kalavon Chaisson's in the end zone. And boom, you went from maybe a 1-score game with Tennessee getting the ball and your quarterback hurt to now you're up 31-13 and the game is over.
Overall, I like the aggressiveness. I do often like going for 4th down conversions, but that one I was wondering, like, all right, it seemed like the Tennessee offense had completely stalled at that point, and a touchdown, you would have been now up by a full touchdown. It felt like it would have been maybe insurmountable, you know, but then again, they made the right play call there. They were aggressive. Great play by Pop Douglas. I mean, maybe you're right. Maybe he didn't sit down, and therefore it's not he overcame, you know, bad route running. But either way, sick play. They stick with it. And it's also stuff like that that we've referenced before when they go for it on 4th down. It's not just the play call and in that moment, but it's also for the rest of the season. But like showing the team, like it's one thing to be like, hey, guys, I got faith in you. Feel
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing is precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you. Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Goal. You're like, well, how much faith do you have in if you're just going to kick a field goal? Like, you're putting that kind of confidence into the team and they reward you for it.
This is Drake May after the game, asked how he was feeling after smashing his head off the turf yet again, twice in seven games this year. Here's what he had to say.
Yeah, I feel all right. Just got to get down. Just landed awkward and felt all right. But I feel good. So.
Okay.
All right, feels good.
Feels good.
Nothing to see here.
Got to get down. Text line is saying, look, it's okay to run, which you and I both want him to do.
Yes.
You got to pick your spots to slide. And this is where I have the hardest time squaring away week one against the Raiders, because it looked so awkward in the Raiders game.
Yeah, he did not look comfortable.
He didn't. And like any time he kind of got a yard or two and a defender was within shouting distance, he was sliding. So I don't want that either. So that's admittedly a hard line. And how do you teach it? I would tend to say yesterday, I didn't feel like he was drastically putting himself in harm's way or he lost track of defenders or anything like we saw last year against the Jets. He wasn't on the sideline where he could have just gone down and fighting for an extra yard like he was last year against the Chargers. Like, I think those were way more egregious and way more foolish plays by May a year ago. But now we've seen a couple of times him smash his head off the turf. And, yeah, you'd like to see a little bit more awareness and a little more growth there. But that's kind of how it goes with these mobile quarterbacks. Josh Allen slams hard to the ground all the time.
Yeah,
and I think that's kind of the road you got to live with these quarterbacks. I don't want to see them dial him back in terms of how much he's running and how aggressive he is to pick up some of these plays on the ground. You'd like a little more awareness on the back end, but if that's the trade-off, I'm willing to make that trade-off right now with him.
Yeah, and that one was tough too because, you know, this isn't Drake May lowering his shoulder and trying to like plow through a middle linebacker, right? And or like going full speed into a safety and trying to get that extra yard like at the goal line or something. This is him scrambling out, and it's, a corner that like grabs him? And it's just the way he like gets rolled down. He's bigger than the defender. So this isn't like a classic, like, oh, he just got smoked. The guy wraps him up and then needs to like slide himself down. And then at that point, he can't really protect himself and his head hits the back. But it wasn't like the hit wasn't big, right? And I know, you know, we all saw the play. It was he hit his head on the ground. So it's tough, you know, because I think there are going to be plays like this anytime you have a mobile quarterback, but I'm not going to try to take it out of his game.
By the way, Vrabel talked to the media about an hour ago. That's after he talked post-game and then this morning with Greg. He was asked if May is feeling any after effects a day later, any concussion symptoms, which sometimes can surface a day later. Vrabel said none that he's aware of. He's not aware, rather, of May being in any concussion protocol or anything like that today.
Well, he got cleared, and we can all, I mean,
we got cleared on the field, yeah. But if anything,
so I'm saying, like, Julian Edelman has famously talked about how you can clear those and everything else. So you know Chris Nowinski, right, over at BU. Mm-hmm. I don't know if you saw his tweet on that play. So Drake May goes down. He has the clip of it, and he says Drake May with a classic shake here immediately after his head hit the turf with extraordinary force. Even if he clears the exam, we all know what he felt, and a smart team does not put him back in the game. But we'll see. So he wouldn't have played him.
I had no qualms about putting him back in. He's a big boy.
Yep. No, I know.
He can make his own decisions. Yep. And if he's cleared, he can go back in there.
Uh-huh.
Meanwhile, this is Mike Vrabel after the game yesterday, asked about Drake May and if he wants to see him slide more.
No. I just wait for the doctor to tell me how he's doing, get the next guy in there, which is Dobbsy, and get a play in there. And then when the trainers tell me that he's okay, then we put him back in there and we'll talk to him about, you know, protecting himself and being smart, but I think he's tried to do that for the most part.
So the one thing I'd be worried about with May yesterday, he was a little loose with the football. Like, how many different times was the ball rolling around on the ground? He lost the ball. It happened on that play. It happened again when he came back in on a later drive. So I'd want to watch that because May fumbled a ton last year. He fumbled a lot early this year. Mm-hmm. Including a boneheaded one against Pittsburgh. So that's something I'd want to monitor with him, but it's been a while since he's actually turned it over, so I'd give him some leeway on that.
No, that's true. He's held on to it, that's for sure. This was also the most rushing yards he's had in a game. He had 8 for 62.
All year?
In a game, yeah. All year, yeah.
Oh.
Most yards. Yeah, he went 11, 31, 45, 11, 12, 28, 62.
Huh.
I thought
he ran a ton in that Miami game.
So he had 10 carries for 31 yards and a touchdown.
Oh, it seemed like a lot more. Okay.
And honestly, he had 10 carries against Miami and he had 9 against New Orleans. And I feel like there had to be a couple kneel downs there. So as far as like straight runs were concerned, yesterday might have been the most.
Miami wasn't because the game.
New Orleans was definitely kneel downs for
sure. Yeah, that one was.
But anyway, look, maybe they dial back the attempts a little bit this upcoming week against Cleveland. That's probably a good defense to do it against.
Yeah, May had two kneel downs in the Miami game, so that would have knocked him down to 8 like total carries, which seems like a high watermark. I think like the sweet spot's probably more like 5.
617-779-7937. Drake May's health is going to be important for the Patriots to go on a deep run. So are you concerned about his ability to keep himself out of harm's way? You can discuss there. Meanwhile, Mike Vrabel gave a very interesting answer on Stephon Diggs. We played it once earlier today. We'll circle back to that coming up next.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns.
And you're seeing exactly
why
it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.